Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is John Mellencamp bringing us back a little Heartland rock and roll. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all the things that we do here, as well as the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Grady. Rob is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. At least that's the one I have in front of me. It may be maybe already blown beyond that, but it's got some new updates. I know about that. And is it robgrady.com? Rob, is that?
No, Robert. Yeah, I go by robertgrady.com.
Robert Grady.
Is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
Yeah, so check that out. And you find, you got your tips that go out on a regular basis, right?
Well, you wanted to talk about tip that you received recently.
How to join the conversation.
How to remain current.
Can they find
that?
Can they find these tips on your website?
Yes, you can. Robert Grady, GREDE.com, or otherwise just do a search on Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and you'll come up with me as well.
So what there are conversations that are being had out there by people that we want to do business with, right?
And well,
so
everyone wants to. You want to be current on your topic or stay within your area of expertise, and you can't really participate in the conversation unless you know where that conversation is taking place. So I always recommend that if you want to be a part of that conversation, you want to maintain visibility in your industry, that you keep track of where everybody's talking about your products. I used the example of extruded aluminum, all right? Let's say that's your industry. But pick your industry. It could be anything. If you want to stay current, if you want to stay in touch, you do a search on hashtags like hashtag extruded aluminum or hashtag aluminum extrusions or whatever it might be, and then you follow those conversations on Twitter. If it's a blog, you simply do a search, or you can do what's called an RSS feed. There are a lot of different, I think it's rich site summary, I think is what it stands for.
Right.
And what that means is if you, for example, I'm sure, Jim, you have an RSS feed for The Age of the Customer. Anytime, anywhere, anyone mentions it in a blog or the New York Times or anything else, anytime it's mentioned on the Internet, The Age of the Customer will come up. And your RSS feed will send you an email that says, hey, here's your book. It's mentioned here in the New York Times. And you'll click on that link. And then that's how you remain part of that conversation. So you also do that on any extruded aluminum or whatever your industry topic might be. You can do an RSS feed for any time that comes to you. Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, anytime that comes up, I get an email that says, hey, they're talking about it on Jim Blasingame's blog or on the New York Times, wherever it might be.
Right.
So that's how you stay in touch with it. It's a real good way
and
to
this
keep
is,
your name.
This is how
current.
You find when people where people are talking about you. And it's like Google. It's like the Google alerts, right? It's similar to that.
That's one of them. I mean, there's a bunch of them. There's all sorts of different feed reader and NewsGator. There are a number of different RSS readers.
Right. Yeah, this is, I mean, I've been telling people about these things, like especially the Google alerts is the easiest one to keep up with what's being said about you, if your name's being mentioned, good or bad, right? Because sometimes the conversation might not be good, might be somebody saying something bad about you.
Exactly. You can go on, you can get RSS feeds that include Yelp and some of the other, what do you call them? Places where people post reviews.
Oh, yeah.
You can find out what people are saying about you.
Well,
if you're a retail establishment,
Google's
got them,
Amazon's got them, and all that sort of thing. If they're saying something nice about you, you want to thank them. If they're saying something not nice about you, those are the ones
you really want to
follow up on those, don't you?
You know what? Big companies use those. Let me give you a quick story. I was having trouble with my, I don't know if I should mention them on air, but I will say that it was a cable provider. And I couldn't get, you know, I had an hour's wait to get anybody to respond to me, and I couldn't get any cable service. So I just put a review online and did I did it on LinkedIn, or maybe I did it on Facebook, or I just put a review on it. And I said, this is terrible. It's doing a bad job. I tell within 10 minutes, I had an email response, I had a phone call, I had people all over me trying to help me fix my problem.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want that spreading online. So you can get better response sometimes by going online if companies are monitoring it, and big companies do.
And they should.
Anytime their name is mentioned.
And you need to be doing the same thing, because this is how you – people have asked me several times, Rob, how do I deal with a negative review? And I say, by having 10 good reviews up already.
You know? That's absolutely right.
You got to make some deposits in case there's a withdrawal, and then when you hear that when you find that bad report, you deal with it. And you know, the only thing better than a positive review is somebody who says something negative and then comes back and says, "Wow, these guys fixed that."
They did, and I tell you, you can actually get people to take down their negative reviews if you fix the problem and fix it quickly.
And you,
took down my negative review after the folks called me.
Well, and I think you've got a right to ask people. You know, by the way, have we solved this? Are you happy now? Are you satisfied? Yes, I am. Would you mind either taking that down or at least posting and putting up another post? You got a right to ask them for that, don't you?
Sure, you do. And most people, if you've solved the problem in a reasonable manner, most people will go ahead and oblige.
And don't forget to thank them for calling your shortcomings to your attention. By the way, folks.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, Robert Grady and I will be right back after these messages. We got more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.